Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, Joe. They're being open about it now. Democrats is openly saying illegal immigrants ought to be able to vote and passing legislation in the House, which they control, which would make it essentially so they could. Or at least so nobody could ever check to find out if they were not legally here or not legally able to vote. This is stunning.
Yeah, it is.
It really is a new low in lawlessness for the Democrat Party, which is really saying something.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Here she is. I love how she puts this, okay? We should not suppress the illegal alien vote. That sounds like there's some terrible racist somewhere.
Yeah.
Who just wants to keep them from voting? And I'd say it's their right. Well, no, see, it's not. They're not legally here. And nobody cares if they suppress our vote through illegal immigrant voting, like the 58,000 foreign nationals and illegal immigrants who voted. We know for a fact in Texas, 100,000 in Pennsylvania. I'm sure that'll be 150 in this election because they got to defeat Trump there. And she's just very casual about this at a press conference last week.
Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats encouraging illegal immigrants to vote.
We have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America. That means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
Again, your vote could be suppressed by counting all these illegals in the census. And that's the purpose of sanctuary cities, to get them to mass in blue areas so that they're then counted in the census. And by population, the congressional districts are transferred to blue areas. They've stolen 20 congressional districts from red areas and moved them to blue coastal areas, according to a lawsuit filed by Alabama, who says they're about to have one stolen from them by illegal immigrants. So they're literally taking representation from citizens and transferring it directly to Democrat areas via the illegal immigrants, even if the illegals aren't voting. But apparently that's not good enough, Lee. Now is the time. We have got to stop suppressing the illegal alien vote.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what we have here is the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America advocating for people who are in this country illegally, illegal immigrants, to vote in a federal election, which is a violation of federal law. Where is the investigation?
Yeah. Now, these people would be like foreign nationals, right?
Exactly.
Huh. I mean, we have spent like 2 years in complete hysteria over the idea that some Russian foreign nationals might not have registered with the government before they ran Facebook ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Russian foreign nationals that may or may not have had a direct connection to Putin. That's never been proven. And they didn't spend any more than $2,000 in any swing state. And half the advertising, more than half, was done after the election. But absolute hysteria has ensued over this. That they might have had, somebody might have seen the ad, been fooled, and that might have influenced the election. Meanwhile, I mean, she's literally out there, just as Obama did before, encouraging illegal immigrants to break the law and vote. And that they're foreign national. Well, shoot, why don't we just start bringing in whole steamers full of Russians that want to vote Republican and dumping them on the beach? Patting them on the head, say, go vote. Would that be okay?
You sure the Russians would vote Republican? I'm just
wondering. Know. I have no idea how they'd vote.
Yeah.
It's no telling. But yeah, I mean, you know, no. So, I mean, the only difference here is that what the Russians did might have helped Trump. And so that's your problem. I mean, that is, they didn't register first, but were they legally in the country? Well, yeah. Okay, but if foreign nationals actually want to influence our elections by voting, that's not a problem. That is, I'd say okay. Here's some more from Nancy Pelosi.
We in California see people coming from a different direction, but the same welcome. You see them coming from this, many from the south, southern border, but should be the same welcome. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system, and that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America.
Again, absolutely no differentiation between legal and illegal immigration.
Excuse me, Madam Speaker, but what are you talking about, different direction?
Oh, she, before that, I had cut it off because it would have driven you insane to have to listen to it.
That's true.
She was talking about how, well, you know, our ancestors came through Ellis Island and we welcomed them with open arms.
Which has absolutely nothing to do with the current situation because those people were immigrating to the U.S. through Ellis Island, which was a port of entry into the United States for foreign nationals.
Legally. Yes. Is the key word. Legally, our ancestors. So she says they used to come through Ellis Island. Now they come from the South. She means illegally over the border. But we welcome them anyway. Then there's this quote from Representative John Lewis, a Georgia Democrat, a hero of the civil rights movement, who says illegal immigrant voting is the next civil rights struggle. So, I mean, before we were talking about, like, well, we'll give them amnesty and then, like, 12 to 13 years later, they'll be able to vote. They want to skip that entirely now. I just hear he showed up, get your welfare check, go down and sign up to vote. Here's what he says, Representative John Lewis, quote, "We are prepared to open up the political process and let all of the people come in." So the political, he's not just talking about the country, he's talking about the political process, to voting. "We are prepared to open up the political process and let all the people come in." I guess he means everybody in the world. I don't know. I mean, that would be all the people, right?
That's what it sounds like. That's just
because, I mean, at the rate we're going, they'll all be here eventually.
You know, and it's disappointing, especially coming from Congressman Lewis, who comes from a generation that does know what discrimination looks like.
Yes.
That did experience that, who were truly discriminated against, and their votes were suppressed and their rights were suppressed. There's no question about that in the history, in the past of this country. And so much of that has changed. But if I were a member of the. And you know, obviously, I can't speak from experience, but, you know, if I remember that generation or had experienced what he's experienced and him trying to equate the civil rights struggle for African-Americans in this country with illegal immigrants coming over the border, those two are not equal. African-Americans, those who were sold into slavery, were brought here against their will, and their descendants were discriminated against systemically by this government over the course of decades.
That's actual discrimination.
That's real discrimination.
When you say to people, you're not a citizen, you can't vote, that's not discrimination. That's the enforcement of laws. But, I mean, you can't have people in, you know, who are in Haiti and Poland and Russia casting ballots. You can't do that. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. But listen to what this bill they just passed did, because, you know, thank God this won't get through the Senate. Mitch McConnell isn't taking it up, okay? But this is this shows you where they would go. They have now publicly declared, this is a huge deal for Pelosi to do this, that they want to begin illegal immigrant voting. And this bill that passed in the House under Pelosi's leadership, voted for by a majority of the Democrats, would prevent states from requiring proof of citizenship for registration. So you are not allowed to ask if they're a citizen or not. They say this could interfere with investigation of illegal voting, since it would begin to take it out of the illegal column. Okay, listen to what else this bill would do. This is unbelievable. It would automatically register people. States would have to take all of their database information on people and where they live, whether they're legal or not, doesn't mind, and dump it into federal databases that would automatically register people to vote in states, regardless of their citizenship or eligibility to vote.
Which goes right along with their opposition to asking citizenship questions within the U.S. Census.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they intend to get them right into the voting booth after they process them through the immigrant center and get them on welfare. That's the plan right now. All right. Coming up, yet another DUI leads to death story in Greenville County, part of an overall trend. We'll tell you about it coming up next. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where outrage has broken out over Nancy Pelosi's announcement that we need to stop suppressing the illegal immigrant vote. Just, you know, let them vote. Texter writes, how can Congress change who can vote in elections when it took two constitutional amendments to allow American women to vote and allow Americans to vote at age 18? Good question. What they can do, short of another amendment, is to just gum up the works. And that's what they're doing by passing this bill that says that, well, you know, guess what? You're not allowed to ask if somebody's a citizen anymore. You got to register them and leave them on the voter rolls. You cannot remove them for lack of citizenship because you cannot ask them if they are a citizen or investigate their citizenship. So they find workarounds. And texter writes, Tara, that is literally the definition of treason. Can't argue that too much, but, you know, to have treason, you're going to have a grand jury and a prosecutor willing to do something. Talk about collusion with a foreign power to influence an election. I mean, we don't even have a single Russian voting. And they're hysterical about Facebook ads. But they're totally okay with entire, you know, foreign nations coming here to vote, I guess. Texter writes, are the Democrats going to make illegal immigrants cite the Pledge of Allegiance at the voting booth? That's what they made us blacks do. Ooh, good point. Texter writes, David Irving left the NFL to burn hippie juice. That's a slang, and I know this because I'm hip to the street. That's slang for smoking pot. David Irving left the NFL to burn hippie juice. Now we know why they call it dope. Texter writes, what's next? What's next leftist tactic on controlling minority votes? Telling the LGBT... the LGBT BBQ their votes are being suppressed, LOL, asking for a black friend. Texter writes, if all the lies about Trump were true, wouldn't he actually be a Democrat? Oh, yeah, they're calling him an anti-Semite now. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Mrs. Veronica writes in, a little late for her this morning, but that's okay. Probably a little out of sorts like the rest of us from the time change. Good morning, Veronica. Miss Jaguar Selfie 2019, she writes, sounds like a candidate for Bob's Boneheads in the News. Oh, I'm sure Miss Jaguar Selfie will make it. You know what kills me? I mean, like, not like literally. I've never tried to take a selfie with a jaguar. But do you know what kills me? There's people online calling for the jaguar's head. They want him dead. They want to execute the jaguar. He's not people friendly. No, he's a jaguar. What he did was he put his paw through the bars. Did you see the video? Oh my gosh. It was terrible. Well, she leaped the barrier to get close to the bars. She'd get her face next to the jaguar. What did she think he would do? Anyway, they're saying he ought to be put down. Why? He's a jaguar. That's why he's behind a wall. And walls do work if you follow the rules. Texter writes, why is the many ways Democrats steal elections better than the way a Maduro steals an election? No wonder many in the party choose not to denounce him. Good point. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, if you're an African-American Democrat, you must realize that the gravy train has stopped for us with the Democrat Party. Tons of African-Americans no longer have the right to vote because they have broken the law. And now we are watching our community get thrown aside because we are no longer useful. Hashtag walk away. Wow. No. Let's follow that to its logical conclusion. That makes a lot of sense. You're right. Okay, so I assume when you say that, you know, African-Americans have been stripped of their right to vote because they've broken the law. Okay, that happens. But good point. I mean, illegal immigrants are lawbreakers, too. That's how they got here. So if you're black, and you've broken the law and you can't vote, but the illegal immigrants who broke the law to come here can vote, yeah, I get your point. Listen, if you got an issue with this, here's the thing. Call Nancy Pelosi's office or Democrat Party headquarters, especially if you're black, because they're hoping that y'all don't notice what they're doing. Texter writes, Democrats have no choice. Their worn-out ideas can't win citizens. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, this is an historic moment right now because the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi held a press conference in which she said illegal immigrants should be able to vote. Not later, like when they get amnesty. I mean, like now as illegal immigrants. And that we are suppressing the illegal immigrant vote. But see, now we gotta let them vote. I mean, we have to. We have to open up the political process to foreigners. That's Representative John Lewis. We are prepared to open up the political process to let all of the people come in. He's talking about the political process. He means voting. Not just let them into the country. We already did that. But just let them vote. Heck, we'll bring them up for elections. Why not? We vey. Texter writes, Tara, Nancy just proved the left believes illegals will vote for Democrats. She wouldn't advocate for illegals voting if she believed there's any possibility of more Republican votes. Are you kidding? The Democrats would have landmined the border if illegal immigrants voted at a 70% rate for Republicans. They vote at a 70% rate from, you know, Central Americans do anyway, for Democrats, so it's okay. Texture rates. As I've been saying for 10 years now, it's going to take bloodshed to stop the illegal takeover of our country. I am, folks, I'm lately getting to the point where I don't know if there is a solution in Washington. I don't know if there is. By the way, this should be a slam dunk for Republicans. You just had the leadership of the Democrats in the House, the Democrats leader, come out and say, yeah, we support illegal immigrants voting, like illegally, against law. Whoa. Where was the GOP press conference to denounce this and call attention to it? There wasn't one. Where were Mitch McConnell? Where are all these people? I mean, they just handed us their head on the stump. Like a turkey at Thanksgiving, you know? Turkey lays its head down across the stump. Whack! Finish him off politically. Not a word. Because Republicans are fine with this, at least the ones we have in leadership. That's why they're AWOL on stuff like this. This is how you score points against the Democrats and keep them out of power for a generation. They won't take it. They will not take the in because their donors who they share with the Democrats aren't going to like that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we're moving from civil rights to civil wrongs. Great point. All right, coming up, the DUI crisis rolls on. No pun intended. Well, actually pun intended in Greenville County. We'll dive into that in a minute. You know it's true. You've heard the stats. In South Carolina, well, we just can't drive. In fact, we are among the deadliest drivers in the nation. And who leads the state with the highest per capita fatality rate or top two, depending on the year? Again and again and again in fatalities at the top of the heap, Greenville County. And why is that? Because we have one of the highest drunk driving fatality rates in the nation. We drink, we drive, we hit things. It's what we do. By the way, check this out. Actually made a bumper for this because we do it so much. Just to kind of get you in the mood. Because I'm not giving up the fight. Not when Greenville County, this is incredible. Do you realize Greenville County has a death rate, a driving death rate, twice that of the national average, two times? Do you know what that means? Twice as many people die here every year on our roads as should be dying. That is carnage. That is insanity. Here we go. Central, David Robert Lee, who, 8:15 p.m. Friday, driving along South Main Street, didn't see anything there, boom, hits a pedestrian. He says he saw one guy, didn't see the lady, though. 79-year-old Virginia Byrne of Greenville passed away Sunday morning after he hit her. Lee was the driver of the black Ford F-150 pickup that hit her on South Main Street. He refused to take a DUI breath test, sobriety test, breath test, and was cited for DUI. Car reeked of alcohol. Yeah, just another day. Just another day. Let me read this from the Greenville News. It might be true. With more than 300 traffic-related deaths in the last 4 years, Greenville County is among the worst in the state and has led the state in traffic fatalities three out of the past 4 years, which is really remarkable, since in those four years, South Carolina has ranked either number one, number two, or number three in traffic fatalities per capita. So, I mean, when you talk about the most deadly state to drive a car in, that's us most years. And when you talk about the most deadly county in the most deadly state in the nation to drive a car in, you're sitting in it right now, probably in traffic. Last year, this is Greenville News again, so it might be true, South Carolina again had the nation's highest fatality rate per mile driven, or traveled, excuse me, by a wide margin. It's 1.88 deaths per 100 million miles driven, was nearly double the national average, according to the Institute for Highway Safety. So it's not people picking on us because we're Southern. It's that we kill people. A lot of people. And we're casual about it. We are just, it's very casual here. And I think the headline in the Greenville News pretty much sums all this up. I don't have to get into it too much when you look at this. South Carolina's DUI offenders can get right back on the road with few consequences. Yes, over and over and over and over. We have legislation that would begin to stop that. But it's currently parked. No pun intended in the legislature. It'll be watered down by the DUI defense attorneys who are also legislators. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. And this one would put interlock devices on the car. As soon as you are arrested for DUI, you're going to have to go get one before you're even convicted. Good. Good. Your problem, not mine. Shouldn't have driven drunk. Shouldn't have blown. I mean, we've got to do something to get a handle on this. There has to be some fear of repercussions here because there just isn't. And when you look at the fatality rate that I told you about, what with the connection there, again, double the national average fatality rate. We also have the highest DUI-caused fatality rate, or near the highest, depending on the year you're looking at in the nation. So it's very simple. We can't drive on a good day, and a lot of us are drunk. This is a mentality. I understand. There is a anti-government streak that runs deep through here, and I love it. That's why I love this place. I feel like I fit here. Unfortunately, it's got some side effects that for some folks, the idea is, well, you can't tell me what to do, and that extends to my car, and I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink and drive, and I don't care. And the state laws are very much geared that way in this state. It's just, it's insane. Anyway, so that's the latest case. We're going to keep profiling these till our legislature does something. Don't count on them. And by the way, Henry McMaster, our governor, is to be praised for pushing the new DUI legislation, which in other states where it's been tried, the Greenville News reported, managed to stop over 1,500 DUI deaths and injuries. That was in Iowa, small state. That shows you, I think it was over 5 years, just putting these interlock devices in the cars. I mean, literally future changing for the families of victims of these folks. Putting that interlock device on the car, it works. And this generation interlock devices is different. It photographs you when you blow into it. So good luck getting a friend to do it. It's not going to work. By the way, the judge can send you to jail if you get caught having a friend blow for you because they'll have a picture of it. And you have to keep blowing while you drive at various intervals. Might be 15 minutes, might be 10 minutes. So, you know, that is a way to keep people honest. And honestly, to help them. I mean, a lot of these people, I think, have problems. I think they're alcoholics. And they need to get the message that, okay, you may have the disease of alcoholism, but you can control whether you drive or not. Call a cab. Drink at home. I don't care. Don't get in your car. Don't take everybody else down with you. But again, it's this tolerant attitude that's just never going to end. And unfortunately, a 79-year-old woman paid the price for that. I feel so bad for her. She was hit Friday. It took her till Sunday to die from her injuries. This is not a joke, folks. It's not a joke. Texture rates are liberal judges are awful. We might elect Republicans, but we aren't as conservative a state as one would think. No, and let me tell you why this is going on again. Longtime listeners know this. We don't elect our judges. That's a big part of the problem here. They are appointed by our legislator, by a committee that is staffed 100% by legislators that are attorneys, almost all of whom either do DUI law or they work for big firms that do DUI law. So, I mean, you're a judge in this state. Somebody, lawyer, comes before you from one of these big law firms. You're going to go tough on their client, their drunk driving client? Oh, heck no, you're not. You might not get reappointed. I got to tell you what, you're a victim in this system. System's not for you. It's for the lawyers and the guilty. Texter writes, I don't know if you were listening, Tara, but your producer is playing Judas Priest breaking the law. Hilarious. This is a brutally serious issue, but it's nice to find some semblance of levity in the midst of the horror of the poor 79-year-old victim from Friday. Keep up the great work, Team Tara, so says Dave, USMC. Well, hoorah, Dave. Thank you for your service. Texter writes, could there be a correlation between traffic accidents and our sorry road conditions? Oh, yes, of course there is. 2 years into the gas tax, no roads fixed in our area, so says Eddie. Yeah, Texas Transportation Institute ranked South Carolina dead last for modern engineering improvements that save lives. Simple things like having a shoulder to correct on or rumble strips. A reach for South Carolina, where we spent 1 out of 5 road tax dollars collected in a 7-year period in Florence County, where there aren't a lot of people, but Hugh Leatherman lives there. He's the head of the Senate. If you want to know why people run off the road and can't correct, simple engineering fixes, call Hugh's office. Or better yet, move to Florence County where they have such things. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, regarding the roads, having moved here 5 years ago from Southern California, I am used to lots of traffic, but I could not believe how every single morning news leads off with traffic fatalities. Oh, it's crazy. I mean, when you have twice the national average for traffic fatalities, I mean, think about that. I mean, there's twice as many dead bodies every year as there should be here. I mean, that is a massacre. Anyway, one month living here, our car was totaled by a guy speeding. Overall, people drive very fast here, very aggressive. It's bizarre. There's a real lawlessness on the roads. Don't get me started on turning left on the arrow. LOL. A lot of people are like, what, you can't turn left on the arrow? Who's this? Okay. Anyway, not when it's red. No. No, you can't. Okay. But speaking of California, welcome, by the way. If you're listening to talk radio and you could take more than 5 minutes of it, we're glad you're here. California is suffering an out-migration crisis. People literally running away, understandably, from high taxes and, well, the mess that is California. Now, but listen to this. According to a recent survey, this is staggering. 53% of Californians are considering moving out of the state. Oh, God forbid. God, hope they don't. Pray they don't come here. 53% of Californians are considering moving out of the state, citing what? High cost of living. Millennials are more likely to leave the Golden State, as much as 63% say they wanted to leave. Joint venture Silicon Valley, which studied the Bay Area's out-migration, now this is a good part, out-migration patterns, found that workers from California are moving to Seattle, Austin, Texas, and Portland. Those are the top three destinations. And the reason, so that's good. So they're still looking to live in a liberal area. They're not coming to a conservative one. They're just coming to a liberal area that has not been as whacked yet by liberal policies, and I suppose they'll move on. They're like economic migrants, are they not, in their own country? Never putting two and two together about how we got here. It's crazy, isn't it? No, it's nuts. It's nuts. You know, this is just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mom. I still am not over this from yesterday. She proudly tells everybody in that Daily Mail interview she raised her daughter to be a Democrat socialist, and a Democrat socialist, they're really awesome. You should try to understand them, she says. Right before she tells us she had to move from New York to Florida to be able to afford to pay her taxes, and how wonderful it is that she went from paying $10,000 a year in property taxes to $600. And then she tells us she moved to this small town named Eustis. So I looked up, where's that? It's in Lake County, Florida, which is among the reddest counties in the nation. It went almost 70% for Trump, and all the political, you know, the political bodies there have large majorities of Republicans. She literally doesn't get the connection. Oh, I love Democrat socialism. I just can't afford it. I moved to Florida. You moved to Florida? Yeah, to a place that went almost 70% for Trump. It's totally run by Republicans. It's great. I can afford it here. But Democratic socialism, man, that is the way to go. So we know where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets her duh from her mama. Good morning, Gerald.
Hey, good morning, young lady. Miss Tara, now, if I had to pick and choose between a driver with a beer in her hand or one with a phone, I would pick the driver with the beer in their hand.
That is a tough choice, Gerald, I will admit.
You know, everybody's got a phone and don't everybody drink. So, you know, that's just my little take this morning. You have a great week, baby doll.
Oh, well, thank you, Gerald. I appreciate your phone call. I always look forward to your calls. If I don't hear from him for a while, I start to worry. I hope Gerald's okay and his wife, too. He gets up early to make her coffee. It's very sweet. And listen to the show, of course, which gets you more charged up than the coffee. You put the combination of the two, you're ready for your day. Even if you are a little groggy this morning, as I imagine most of us are, the daylight savings time. You should know this, by the way. I just think this is funny. I've been on this all morning. It is not only the post-apocalyptic day after daylight savings time, where you're supposed to spring forward an hour. It is also National Napping Day. What a bag. I can't think of a better day to put this on. National Napping Day. So maybe you can take back your lost hour of sleep today. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. Some national napping. Texter writes, some states have state troopers and semi-trucks to spot out texters on the road. Another texter writes, cognitive dissonance. Wow, and that was spelled right, too, on the text line. I'm impressed. Cognitive dissonance is required to be a liberal. Yes, it is. Texter writes, Tara, New York is going after people who are leaving to make up for the deficit they are seeing. I hope they go after AOC's mom and soak her with taxes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.